The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
So I guess we were right because, like, Vince has not come back.
Yay.
So, I guess we were right. Everybody else was freaking out. And we were right again. So there's that. There you go. So we are currently on week 4, 5. I don't know where the fuck Bray Wyatt is.
No signs of him at all?
Nah, other than when he was at the stoplight and said, my WrestleMania is tomorrow. And then it wasn't. So. So we don't know. I mean, who knows?
No more rumors at all.
The only thing is everybody's like, he's sick. I'm like, sick with what?
He doesn't look sick.
I know. He looked good. Climb that thing like a tree. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm blaming somebody, but we're not going to talk about that.
Who? Because Vince wasn't there at the time.
Oh, no,
right?
It has nothing to do with Vince. You know who I'm talking about.
Blaming somebody.
Just, we're not even going to say
Roman?
It.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I'll tell you later.
Oh, you mean his in his personal life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But why would that be?
Why would Roman have anything to do with it?
I don't know. You hate Romans.
No. Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway. Yeah. So, who knows? Who even knows anymore? I don't know. Who knows? Usually I know, but I don't know. So.
Well, yeah. And now that your other theory's shot to hell.
What's my
when your guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Vincent and Dutch. Yeah. But you know what? A friend of mine actually made me feel a little better about it because they were like, if they went to the WWE, you'd never see them. Now you could go see them at like WrestleCon and stuff like that. And I was like, you're right.
That's true.
You're right. Thank you for making me feel somewhat better, even though now I won't be able to watch them. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. Not really. It still makes me sad. Anywho, the draft is coming up, which maybe that's when he'll come back. Maybe
that's
he'll be
true,
drafted
maybe.
Somewhere. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't fucking know.
It's very strange.
It is very strange. And then now they're everything that Drew, they're like, oh my god, Drew's leaving the company. Drew's supposedly sick now too, so I'm like, what is happening? There's something
sick
happening.
Sick with what?
I don't know. Like, I feel like you can't really ask that because, you know, HIPAA and everything.
Right.
But, like, yeah. I don't know. I'm like, is it the vid? Do y'all got the vid? Like, I get it. It was rough. But, like, what's going on?
Interesting.
It's very interesting. But yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe everybody will come back at the draft. I don't know. I just speculate. But it should be interesting because the draft, you can draft anybody, apparently.
Hmm.
It seems to be the everybody is, you know, a thing. So I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing there's gonna be like Dana Brooke is gonna go back to NXT. I would not be surprised on that one.
I would want to.
Yeah, I feel like she would go. I feel like there's a lot of changes that could be made, but at the same time, I feel like not much will change. But who knows? I mean, Roman. The rumor is that they'll only draft Roman to one show, so he has to give up one of the belts, and I'm like, that's kind of a dumb way to take it off of him.
Yeah.
It's kind of dumb. But apparently he's going to be at the Saudi show because that's when he hits 1,000 days. Saudi show's the end of May.
I don't know.
I don't know how far
They
they're going
need
to
to do
go with this.
something because we're sick of it. Everyone's
Yeah,
sick of
I'm really bored.
it.
I mean, everybody else is doing great because, like, you know, they're having to carry this whole thing. But I'm bored. Like, I need entertainment, and I am not I am not sports entertained right now. So,
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
like, just give it to somebody. Fuck, at this point. Not
Who would it
Brock.
be, though? If they're not going to give it to Cody right away, who would it be?
I don't even fucking know. I don't even fucking care at this point. Give somebody.
It
Give
to
it.
Jay.
Give it. Yeah. Give it. Give. Which that's not even believable. But I mean,
No, it's
transitional
not, but.
champion. Yeah. Give it to like Gunther. Fuck. Give it to
No.
LA Knight at this point. He's over.
That's true.
Like, I don't know.
He's really over.
He's really over. Apparently, rumor has it he might be winning Money in the Bank. Give it to Seth. There you go. He can like figure out how to make his outfits work around that belt. I just think let's just give it to somebody. Fuck. Give it to Rhea Ripley at this point. Anybody. Fuck.
Then
Yeah, give it to Finn. Priest. Fucking Dom Dom. Give it to Dom Dom. Give it to anybody at this point, because you know, I am bored. I need entertainment. And
he's
just not
not
Logan
giving.
Paul. Don't give it to Logan Paul.
No, I don't think they would.
Yeah. Ew. But yeah. We'll see what happens there because it is 1,000 days at the Saudi show.
To something bigger than anything.
I don't know who he's gonna go against, but you know. Apparently, everybody thinks that they're gonna have Brock Cody 2 at the Saudi show, and I was like, ew. That's gross.
It's possible.
But it's Night of Champions.
At the Saudi show?
Oh, that's what it was, King and Queen of the Ring, but obviously they had to take that off because, you know, Saudi didn't like it. So it's Night of Champions now. And Sammy and Kevin, I guess, are still banned. There was like some scuttlebutt going around that like they were unbanned, and I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
No. So I'm assuming that they're going to probably have the Usos take them out before the match so they don't go.
It's true.
Yeah. Think that'll be what happens there. I don't know. But and they'll have like Riddle go fight, I don't know, fucking somebody. I don't know. Okay, I understand the whole like Riddle, like why Riddle is in the storyline with them, but at the same time, I'm just like,
You're not feeling
really? Like, first of all, this man, this whoremonger, comes back with these teeny tiny fucking shorts on, and he's still wearing the teeny tiny fucking shorts. And I'm like, sir, you got an anaconda in there, and you put it in a 2-pound bag. Why are you doing this? Like, he's wearing like I wouldn't wear these shorts.
No, but I don't
No.
wear a lot of shorts because I have big thighs, so.
Well, yeah, but like I wouldn't wear these because my butt would eat them.
Well, yeah, it would ride up in between my butt
Yeah,
cheeks. Yeah.
but like
My thighs and my butt cheeks
you got Matt Riddle out here. His hog is in a 2-pound bag. And I'm like, sir, first of all, cover something here. Like I feel like that's not very supportive of your massive thing in your pants. Your massive dick. Just feel like it's not very supportive. I feel like you need to kind of fix that. And also, Like you just show up and you're acting like this weird mix of like, I am tough. I'm tough Matt Riddle again. And like your stupid self. And he's just like, when I was away, and I was like, yeah, when you were away in rehab for your cocaine habit. Like, sir, why? I'm not sports entertained. Jesus.
I like watching Riddle for the most part, but he does act different this time.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad Randy like bypassed us. Sorry, Randy. I mean, everybody's like, oh my God, Randy's coming back. And I'm like, first of all, to do what?
Goodbye.
Say goodbye? They're like, it's gonna be RK-Bro again. Why?
I like RK-Bro.
But like, what's the point of it right now in the I hate the term WWE universe, but in storyline's sake, we'll say, what is the point of it? There's no point to it unless you want to sell more T-shirts. But then, like, you're gonna have a very serious RK-Bro. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I
Like,
don't think
part
so.
of their charm was like Randy was a stoner. That's like part of the charm.
Maybe he's coming back so that he can turn on Riddle, or Riddle can turn on him, and they can have their feud, because everybody was waiting for.
I mean, yeah. And then, of course, you have all the people who's like, Randy's gonna win the belt from Roman. Why? That's why I'm asking a lot of questions about the shows. Like, but why?
Right.
Like, a lot of those booking, it is better booking, don't get me wrong. It's better. I'll give them that. But like, it's still just not very cohesive. I mean, at least I don't feel like I'm gonna bash my head into a glass window when I'm watching the show. So, I mean,
Well,
improvement.
yeah, that's a plus.
Improvements. But and I'm not watching as a comedy.
Is Whitney
So,
still on her
oh, she
not
watched the other day.
watching? Oh.
She watched the other day. I was like, Cody needs adversity. But that's the running joke now. Cody needs adversity, guys. Like, I don't even really particularly like him, but I'm like, hasn't he gone through enough? Like, what more do you want him to do? How many hoops is he jumping through? Because
Well, you
Roman
gotta
didn't.
admit, when he came back, everything was kind of handed to him.
But Roman didn't jump through a fucking hoop one.
Nope, he didn't. Everything was
No.
handed to him, too.
He showed up. Didn't even pin Bray Wyatt. Pinned Braun Strowman, who was not the champion. And became champion. Figure that out. Like, explain it to me like I'm five. And then, like, everybody forgets Baron Corbin pinned him last. What's
He's
Baron
probably
doing?
gonna lose his job any day now.
Oh my God. Every day I'm waking up and, like, did it happen? Did it happen? Gallows, did you lose your job?
I think Gals will be all right.
No. See, I think Baron will be. I think they're gonna be like, we're gonna put they're because he does a lot of like the recruiting stuff now. So I'm kind of like they might transition him to being like a recruiter instead of Dana Brooke's losing her fucking job. Like she's losing her fucking job.
She's the first to go, huh?
The first phone call because she's like on Twitter every week, just like I deserve a chance. I deserve a chance. I deserve a chance. I'm like, so do a lot of people.
Speaking of my favorites that got fired, did you see Mojo at the boxing
I
match?
did. Well, I'm surprised they haven't brought him back somehow. Like, maybe he said no. I don't know.
Might
But,
have.
like, he's so much fun. It's just so much fun. I'll tell you right now, I can tell you who's probably gonna get fired. I can name who's gonna be fired.
Okay, who?
Aaliyah. Maybe Lacey Evans.
I wish.
Xia Li,
Hmm.
which is sad because the that's Shanky. Hold on. I'm going through the roster right now. Jinder. They're gonna
Yeah,
hinder
same.
Jinder. They're gonna hinder Jinder. Hold on. I feel like the Raw roster is more safe than the SmackDown
Is
roster.
Bobby Roode still in the company?
He's injured, so they can't fire
Okay.
him. Nor can they fire R-Truth. They can't fire Randy. They can't fire Bray because he's sick. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if they got rid of Humberto Carrillo. He hasn't been on TV in like 8 years. And Angel Garza, Tozawa. Wouldn't be surprised. I can see them doing a lot more NXT cuts than main roster cuts, though. Because, like, they remember they always had, like, the, like, if you haven't improved in 90 days, they cut you kind of a thing. I think they might cut some people from NXT and, like, the developmental thing because. Obviously, like if they haven't improved in 90 days, you know. I think that's where most of the cuts is going to be. But I can see a few people from the main roster getting cut or leaving or just fucking leaving.
That's true.
Yeah. I think Baron might be okay because I feel like also they're probably angling for like the lone wolf thing again. That seems like what they're going for when he's on TV.
I hope so.
I hope so too. Poor Baron. He's trying.
Bless his heart.
He's trying. His music sucks. That's part of the reason. His music sucks. Can we fix it? Let's fix that. That's the first thing. Also, let him dress like, you know, dark biker guy again. Yes. Yes. He doesn't have to grow his hair out. He can be bald.
Yeah.
That's fine. The bald thing's not yet. Let him.
Like Juice and Happy on Sons of Anarchy, they were both bald.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know how many bald bikers there are in the world? There's a lot of them. Yeah. He doesn't have to grow his hair out. He could just, you know, be a bald biker. It's okay. It's
Was
all
watching a
right.
TikTok the other day, and this person was talking about her new four-part smut book series.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It was all about bikers. And each one was a different girl and her biker. I guess they're all in the same bike club. I don't know. But one of them was a three-way. It was like two male bikers and one girl. And they're in like a thruple.
I kind of love it.
I know. I was like, I kind of want to read that one.
Okay, so my brother's wife, totally off, well, kind of off topic. My brother's wife was like, "Hey, I'm gonna buy these books for you and Jenny. You can talk about them on the podcast." And I was like, "They're smut books." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And she's like, "They're called the Good Brothers." I'm like, and I was like, she's like, "It has nothing to do with that, but just the title." I'm like,
Is it about a girl but two brothers?
I don't know. I'm like very, very, she sent me the Instagram. It's what happens when a family of saints becomes sinners?
Oh.
No. Wow. I mean,
Smut talk is taking over TikTok
well, you
lately.
know what? It is a full circle moment because how did this show, how did our podcast begin?
That's
Smut
true.
talk.
That's
Yes.
true.
We're back to where we were, bitches. It only took this long. Yeah. It only took this long, guys.
Maybe I'll order
84.
one of those.
It's been 84 years.
Maybe I'll order one of them. And then when we're talking about the biker, we'll just picture Baron. Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Or we'll just read your old Baron ones and be like, it is
God.
Baron. Oh, Baron. How we love you. We're the only ones.
Yeah.
Well, of the few. There's a few. But we're like, it's same with Dominic. I feel like I was on the Dominic Mysterio train of like, Dominic is great. He's a good guy. I mean, I wouldn't fuck him, but he's a good guy. And now everybody is coming around. I'm like, listen, I wouldn't fuck the guy. But you know,
Maybe
he's
in a
doing
few
good
years.
things. Huh?
Maybe in a few years.
Yeah, you
He
know.
stops looking like a little boy, and he's working on that. He doesn't look as
He's
much like a little boy as he
working
used
on. He's a
to.
work in progress, which you know, I have said from the beginning. He was our most improved last year. You know, he's a work in progress. I mean, and he's surrounded by decent looking people, so I feel like, and by decent, I mean two of them are extremely hot, and one of them, you know, he's got a deep voice, and you know,
And he's
voices are a good
improving. His
thing.
looks are improving. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, he's surrounded by two extremely hot people and a decent looking man with a deep voice. I feel like we can make something work here. It's not like he's surrounded by
You
uggos.
imagine that fan fiction? You get taken in by them and they
Oh,
all.
yeah. Oh, girl, it's
Yeah.
out there. I've read it.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Huh.
I was like, you know, I'm not mad at this. There's a lot of pegging happening, though. Lots of
No.
pegging.
No.
Rhea just has sex with everybody, apparently. It's like good for her, but like, does the pegging have to be everywhere?
No, I don't want to read about
No.
that. No, thank you.
No. No. But you know what? You just sit there and you're like, you know, I feel like that's an all right situation because, like, Finn, that's Finn fucking Balor, baby. I'm like, the guy had a picture with the Minions and Scooby-Doo today, and I was like, wow,
Oh.
I would take him in the back of Universal Studios and do him 7 Ways to Sunday. He's in a picture with Scooby-Doo. He knows what he's doing, that man. He does. That's all I got to say about that. That, yeah. That's a no for me. Anyway, enough about Finn Balor being, I don't know, I think pretty much a sex god. We're just gonna call him a sex god at this point. 'Cause, like, you know, yeah. So now we're the women's tag division. Let's talk about that because the best part is Corey Graves is now just being honest about it and saying like the women's tag division isn't that good.
Yeah, and then people were saying he shouldn't have said it. I'm like, but he didn't lie.
Where's the lie? We all know it. Like, I don't know what are you, I mean, what are we gonna sit here and say? Like, they're doing good things.
Everything he said was spot on,
I
so.
mean, the most credible champions so far since the Iconics is, I guess, Liv and Raquel, but like, I guess.
That's the most, I don't know. I think at least there was a stable that had it. That was,
Which
even though they
stable?
sucked,
What stable? Name it.
Damage Control.
Oh.
I mean, that at least made sense because they were a team. Because Corey kept talking about that and that
I
quote
meant
about
like,
like throwing people together.
yeah, like the let's just be honest, the Iconics were the best tag team champions there. Let's just call a spade, you know, they were the best. Yeah, I agree with him though. I like it's not okay. It goes back to where we were before talking about Finn Balor wanting sex god and just smut. It's not that hard to book this shit. Like, it's really not. But apparently it is. Like, I could book this thing so much better. Like, it's not that hard. Now, I understand, like, you're trying to turn around the Vince shit, but, like, it's not that hard. It's really not. Like, I feel like we're very convoluted here.
I feel like all the storytelling is tied up in like two or three things, and everybody else is getting nothing.
Bloodline and Cody. Everybody else, oh, and I guess Gunther and Sheamus.
Yeah.
But like, oh, and Dom Dom. So four. We'll say four.
That's like, but no women.
Well,
Rhea. Rhea's tied in with that. But then that.
I love how I'm like, well, Rhea. But like.
There's no purely woman storyline.
No.
No.
Like, I think they're trying with this whole Trish Stratus thing. But like, you know, Trish turning on Becky and like. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to say that Trish attacked Lita.
Right.
I would assume that's where they're going with that. But like, how they're not going to be there after who knows when? SummerSlam? Right. So, I personally, I don't, I damage control was the worst thing you could have done with Bayley. I mean, it could have been good.
Right.
But like now, just turn, take Bayley back to what she was. Like it,
I never liked any version of Bayley. So
I like Bayley being fucking catty and just like being catty. Ding dong, hello Bayley. That was like my favorite Bayley. Let's go back to that. At least she was funny then.
Right
now she's just, what are you doing? It's very confusing. And then I'm trying to think of what else they could do here. Like these, you have all these women that aren't used. Like, and I understand, like, Johnny Gargano's hurt right now. So obviously, like, and Ciampa. So I'm assuming we're going to get DIY eventually. Why not make Candace and Mia Yim a tag team for the time being, like, but explain it like they were a team and then like they would only like meet up occasionally. Like, why not make it a thing?
Could do that.
Also, like, what is Emma doing? Like,
valeting, what's his name?
Every time, Madcap,
he... yeah,
like, why? Like, why? Like,
and weren't they, wasn't, is it Toxic Attraction? Were they supposed to, like, debut, like,
yeah,
weeks
but
ago?
But obviously Mandy.
Right, but they were going to send
then
the
they
other
broke
two,
up.
Right?
And then they broke up.
Yeah.
Toxic Attraction. So that would have been good, but that didn't happen. Trying to think. It's... Okay, this is going to be bad. I think you have to cut some of these women just to make any sense to things. Like, if you send Dana Brooke down or fire her, like, okay, why is Aaliyah still, like, employed?
Because she's pretty.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but, like, she was in NXT for, like, 10 years.
Right.
In NXT! For 10 years! By year 5, we should have been like, you know what? She's not improving.
Right.
And then, you know, sorry to be that person. She was in there with Liv Morgan, and then Liv Morgan was called up years before she was. Yeah. Yeah, that's... Fuck if I know. Part of me thinks they should just get rid of the tag titles and just make a mid-card title for a woman.
Or come up with really good storylines for the two titles they have.
Which they can't.
Which they don't have, so.
Again, this is not that hard. Fuck. Like... And part of me thinks they just keep wanting to put it on Shayna and what you call it,
Rhonda,
but like they aren't. So Rhonda's probably good as gone at this point, right?
We can hope.
I mean, she seems so fucking bored. I kind of just want to be like, well, why are you here? Like, she's fucking bored. Why are you here? It, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. Yeah, I think this draft needs to shake everything up. Obviously, I would keep the factions still together, though. I don't think you need to break up the, I mean, other than damage control, I think you don't really need to break them up.
No.
Like Imperium, Judgment Day, the Bloodline. I would keep them just set. I wouldn't fuck that over. 'Cause they seem to be pulling your storyline, so don't fuck that up. But yeah, it's, I don't know. There's a lot. Let's start over. Let's just start over. Let's restart this whole thing. Y'all
Reset.
gave away Jay White. I'm still really kind of bitter about that, so. Which,
Oh,
by the
well.
way, guys, Bullet Club is dead. It's dead. It's dead. Because David Finley brought in Clark Connors to the
Who's
Bullet
that?
Club. He was one of the Young Lions,
Oh.
like 2 or 3 years ago. And why? I don't fucking know. And now Jay and Juice are like, we're also still Bullet Club, but we're in AEW, so we're Bullet Club Gold. And
Oh,
I'm like,
Jesus.
the fuck? At this point, Hunter, just pay for the license and have Bullet Club WWE. Just
Yeah.
pay for the license and do it, and fuck, you could have Rhea Ripley be in Bullet Club WWE. Would have been a better choice than Mia Yim, let's be honest. I love Mia Yim, but it would have been a better choice. Like, fucking have Judgment Day and Bullet Club WWE have like a baby, like a fusion.
That'd be
And
nice.
it would be great. Like Gallows and Anderson and Uncle Allen and Finn and Priest and Dom Dom and Rhea. Just bring it all together. Like a nice, neat little present. And then one of them can take down Roman Reigns.
That'd be nice.
Finn Balor. It's gonna be Finn Balor. We would love it to be Uncle Allen, but I don't know where Uncle Allen's even. Apparently, he's not even close to being healed, so.
Poor Finn never got
Okay.
his chance anyways, so
He
give it to
never
Finn.
did. Give it to Finn. Come on. Finn's been waiting long enough. The man got hit in the head with a fucking ladder. Like, cut him some slack here. Come
And
on.
then eventually you can put Cody in there. That'd really piss the Young
Yeah.
Bucks off.
Yeah. You could put, but hey, remember the Young Bucks, Cody or Kenny still hasn't re-signed with AEW. So who knows at this point? You could have Kenny Omega. And then I'm sure the Young Bucks would follow on it. Then it'd just
Oh
ruin the whole
God.
thing. It'd ruin the whole
Yeah.
thing. It would just ruin it. But for a while, it'd be really good. Yeah, put Cody in there. He can turn heel and do the kiss the ring thing again. That was fun. That was
Right.
entertaining. And then you can put Liv Morgan in there if you want another woman. I mean, she's not doing anything ever. Really ever. And you throw him in. It'd be a good time. And then when
It
Adam Cole's finally out of his contract, he can show up too. In like 4 years.
Oh, Lord.
It's gonna be a while. Adam Cole might be old by the time he shows up, but you know what? It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. It'll be fine. I mean, yeah. I just think it's funny how, like, they're like, we're Bullet Club Gold. I'm like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my whole entire life. Like, literally,
Like a
Tama?
membership to
Yeah. I'm like, what's
Costco
next? Is it like Bullet Club
or
Plus? Bullet Club
something.
Plus? Bullet Club Max? Like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, are you on drugs, Jay? Did they drug you when you showed up there?
Oh. Tony probably slipped him a bump or two.
Yeah, Tony's
Yeah.
like, here, I will give you all this money plus a baggie of cocaine to sign with me. But yeah, like, it's so fucking weird to me. I'm just like, oh, Bullet Club Gold. Like, I love Jay, don't get me wrong, but the day Tama left that group is the day that it all went downhill. And we all knew it. And we were all like, you know what? It'll be okay. Jay will save us. And then Jay left. And then it was like, okay. We
Disaster.
will remember it for what it was. Because right now, I don't know what the fuck it is.
Doesn't really sound like it's anything.
Like, I mean, ELP was kicked out, so he's not even in it anymore. I'm like, so you kept the rejects and got rid of the good people? Like, explain it to me like I'm five here, because let's see who's in Bullet Club right now, because like I don't even know who's in Bullet Club right now. I don't know. I'm very confused. It's yeah. Kenta, you're next on the chopping block, honey. You might just want to leave. So it's Fale still, which is, I haven't even seen Fale in New Japan in like 84 years. David Finley. Dick Togo. Evil supposedly still there. Okay. Gato. Okay. Kenta. Sho. Ishimori. Yuge. And Dickbag. So that sounds awful.
It
Like, that
does.
sounds like the bad place.
Where are the stars?
There's no stars. Kenta, what you're pulling the weight of the entire team. The entire Yuge doesn't even have Peter anymore. So like there's that. Kenta, it's on you. Now pull the weight. Where's the star power, baby? There's no star power. I just want to be like, listen, Gallows, Anderson, Finn, what do you think about this? Like,
All I heard in my head was when Trinity said, "Where are the Joes? Where
where?
are the stars?"
There's none. There's none. There, the jokes. No, that's a joke, actually. That's the joke. And stars, there are none other than Kenta. So, yeah. And he's probably the next to be booted out. So.
Lord.
They're like, we're making us vicious again. I'm like, this is the least vicious team I've ever seen in my whole goddamn life. Like, you're David Finley. Like, I'm not. I no. No. What is this? Other than a fucking mockery. So, ladies and gentlemen, I guess we can say 2023, Bullet Club is officially dead. Yeah. That's nice. That's nice. I love how you just look at everything and you're just like, wow.
Depressing.
This is depressing. Yeah, apparently Peter is still there. I have yet to see Peter anywhere, but okay. Sure. I don't see but yeah, I'm very confused. I'm incredibly confused. That's all I'm going to say about this. I'm incredibly confused. So, yes, we're going to remember the good times of the Bullet Club because they're not here. So, but yeah, Hunter, pay for the license and let's just do this thing. Like, let's not do the OC or Balor Club. Let's just Make it happen.
You never
Shit,
know.
if you want to call it Bullet Club Judgment Day, because literally we have Bullet Club Rogue Army, Bullet Club House of Torture, Bullet Club Elite. Like, come on, just fucking throw a name on it and call it a day. There you go. There you go. Book that. That'll be exciting. It'll keep my
Sure.
interest for a while. Yeah. Just.
Man, the AW people would hate that.
Oh, they would be so mad. They would be. Oh. Can you imagine if they did that and then Kenny Omega didn't resign? What a day to be on Twitter. The tears would just. People would burn their Kenny Omega stuff. I could see it. They'd be like, how dare he? He switched sides on us. You fucking people, I swear. Yeah, I mean, here with Jay and Vincent and Dutch went. All I said the same thing both days. I'm still not gonna watch. And that's all I said about it. Because it's true. I haven't watched. And I won't. But it is entertaining seeing when you're on Twitter on a Wednesday, Bullet Club Gold. I'm like, oh my God. It's definitely becoming the NWO. Everybody, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So Roman is still champion. And Bullet Club's gone to shit. Rhea Ripley is the shining star right now because there's not much else happening.
Oh, and Sammy and
And
Kevin.
Sammy and Kevin, but like, I have a feeling Kevin's gonna turn on Sammy soon.
Already?
Already.
Hope not.
I have a bad
What if
feeling.
Kevin turned on Sammy and then Sammy and Jay got back together? Because they're still working, Sammy and Jay. They're still working it.
Okay, you know what makes me laugh? This makes me laugh is like through this all, Sammy's just like, I'm gonna go talk to Jay, guys. I feel like this could be the week. And it's every week. He's just like, I'm gonna go talk to him. I'm like, how many times you gotta get kicked in the fucking face to like just he's not coming
You
around.
never know. You never know.
You like these slow burn love stories, don't
I
you?
do. I love Jay and Sammy. They're so cute.
I don't know.
Because Jay's trying to be such a tough guy.
Like, it just makes me laugh
I
how
love
it.
the bad boy and the good girl, and that's what Jay and Sammy are.
Yeah, they really are. It's like a sweet little potato. You know what would make me really mad, though?
What?
So they're gonna have before WrestleMania Backlash, the night before. No, the week before. They're having the Usos versus Sammy and Kevin for the belts again. If they give the belts back to the Usos, I'm gonna be so fucking pissed.
I doubt they will.
I will be so mad. I'll be like, this is some bullshit. They're like, we decided the Usos needed them a little while longer. Let's hope not. I'm just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but I would. We don't need that. We need new. We need fun. We need exciting. Like, I mean, they did do new fun and exciting with the LWO. I'll give them that. I mean, I don't particularly like the idea because I still don't understand the fucking goddamn booking behind it. But you know, okay. Cause like, weren't like Ladogo di Phantasma heels like 2 weeks before they were like, oh my God, we love Rey Mysterio. He's everything. He's our Lord and Savior. Like, I'm very confused. What happened in that 2 weeks to like, I'm confused.
Who knows?
I don't know. I'm just sitting here like, what the fuck? Did you have an epiphany and we're like, you know what? I like Rey Mysterio. Like, yeah. And also, Zelina as a face is just a no for me. Like, it's just a no. When's Andrade coming back? That's all I want to know. Because we all know he ain't staying there.
No.
And I, for one, will always love Andrade just for the mere fact that the whole Sammy Guevara incident, when he was like, "Oh no, Tony, I'm not going to punch Sammy Guevara in the face," and then he went and punched Sammy Guevara in the face. That was a good time. And he didn't get fired for it. That's the kicker. The man didn't even get fired.
Probably because they knew he was in the right.
Probably because they knew he'd go to the WWE. They're like, it's worse punishment for us to keep him here than to
That's true.
fire him. Because he'll just go be with Charlotte in the WWE.
Could have been what he was trying to do, you never know.
He probably was. He's probably sending out smoke signals to be like, "I want out. Get me out of here. This man's on cocaine and he yells at me." Yeah. I mean, John Moxley was right. I don't know if we've talked about that.
I don't think so.
So, CM Punk is being drama again. He's like talking shit on Instagram. And now they have the Elite going to Dave Meltzer talking about how FTR and Punk are toxic to the locker room and nobody wants them there. And then some magazine or like website did a thing where it's like CM Punk is gaslighting the AEW locker room and Brandon Cutler, the Bucks lackey friend who got who I don't even know how he has a job, said, "Oh my God, yes." And all I could think about was Mox on Renee's podcast where he's like, "I was on the indies for like 8 years and I was in the WWE for like 10. And this place is the most bullshit drama place I've ever been in my life." So, literally, anytime I see something come out, I just hear Max going, "This is the most bullshit drama place I've ever been in my life."
And yet he wants to stay, which I'm
And
very
yet he
happy
stays.
about. Yeah.
Okay.
Resigned. I don't get it.
I don't know.
And then brought his wife on over.
Oh yeah, she probably was like, "I don't want to go back there. They've already replaced me with Sarah Schreiber." Which, like, okay, Renee, go off. But like, I feel like the best thing he could have done was just not re-sign anywhere and just go work the indies. I feel like that would have been
Yeah.
fun for him. Like, he can't do GCW because like Tony Khan's like, "You're gonna get hurt. You're gonna get really hurt. And who else am I going to turn to? Because I can't book anybody else to do anything because everybody else just won't."
That's true.
Yeah. Punk's going to get hurt and start a fucking fight. And I can't trust the Elite. Nor can I book any new stars other than MJF. So, I don't know, Mox. I don't know. The poor guy. They're keeping him down. Also, he almost showed his dick on TV. That was funny. I gotta send that to you. Yeah, he had sweatpants on for ring gear. Like nice sweatpants. And he like was adjusting himself and you could almost see it. And I'm like, "Sir, your penis is almost on TV. Are you trying to get fired?" That would get you fired, I think. I assume. I would assume that would get you fired, right? Okay, I'll just send it to you this way. Because guys, we need Jen's reaction to this. Because I saw it on Tumblr and I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute." It's the second GIF in the GIF thing. The first one's innocent. The second one, I'm like, "Whoa, sir.
Where is
You're."
this?
I sent it to you on text.
Oh.
But click on the link because it's the second GIF. The first one's the innocent GIF.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
I'm like, wow, that's a lot of John Moxley. Just like a okie
Little too far there, buddy.
dokie. Did you know it was that low? That's. I'm like, you know, Tony.
Oh, and then someone screen grabbed it further down. That's funny. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Can you believe that shit though?
Interesting.
He's out here showing it off. Showing his life off, isn't he? Yeah. But you know what? There you go. So anyway, yeah. I feel like things are good and bad at the same time. I don't know. It's a weird feeling.
Well, at least we're not freaking out like everybody else.
Yeah. Everybody else, I feel like everybody calmed down after SmackDown. That was obviously, it was so funny though, because like everybody's like, oh my God. Like, obviously, this has to be booked by Vince. This has to be. And then LA Knight showed up on TV and everybody's like, wow, Vince isn't booking it. Our Lord and Savior, LA Knight, has showed up and
Lord.
he's here. Yeah. Which, if that's who our gauge is, then something. Like, wow. Would you look at that? Guess LA Knight's gonna be our guy, I guess. I don't know. I feel like
Our green
Gunther,
light.
he's the green, yeah. He's the light at the end of the tunnel. That LA Knight. If he wins Money in the Bank, then I'll be like, yeah, Vince has nothing to do with the show. If it's like, I don't know, Brock, then well, I feel like that's when we can panic. I'm trying to think who else I would panic over.
If they won,
If they won, it'd be a total Vince decision.
almost.
Almost,
He
yeah.
loves him.
Lashley. I mean, theory.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Theory is the 100% Vince decision. He's like, you know what? It didn't work the last time, but we should do it again. They'll love it this time. No, nobody loved it. Everybody hated it. Never again. And then he cashes in on Seth for the US title. I'm like, at that point, like, he should have just, I don't know. I would have rather a failed cash in than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess everyone knew if he cashed in on Roman, that would just be stupid. So,
Well, he is stupid.
oh, he is, but
He's a stupid fucking creep. Nasty. That's again, as we've ranked before, one of the worst things to come out of Atlanta. That nasty, nasty, nasty man. Anyway, so I think that leads us to the end because this was kind of a slow news week. Feel like not much
it just can
happened.
be good sometimes.
But yeah, I mean, we're used to it being a crazy news week. So, you know, slow news week isn't too bad. But next week, I think we're gonna do our mock draft. We're gonna draft people
Oh, okay.
next week because I think the draft is in 2 weeks. So,
It's a good plan.
yeah, we'll do our mock draft next week. I'm going to assume NXT is included.
I would think so.
I would assume. I think we could do something where we each draw like three from NXT or four from NXT, but not like we could send people back, but not take the entire NXT roster.
That sounds
Yeah,
fair.
sounds fair. Which I think they would only take a couple anyway, so you know. But yeah, we will do that, and yeah, who knows? Maybe something huge will happen next week.
It's good. It's a
That's
good
good.
big, good huge thing, yeah.
Like a good huge thing.
Not like layoffs
No, yeah, please don't be fucking releases. Ah, those are the worst episodes because we always feel so depressed. Those are like the depressing ones, and we hate that.
I'm
Like, I don't want to be depressed.
already depressed. I don't need any extra.
Yeah, I'm already like trying to have enough serotonin in my life to, get through here. We don't need. Yeah. Also, if we could figure out where the fuck Bray Wyatt's at, that would be. That way, I don't have to open another week going, it is week six of we don't know where the fuck he's at.
There's always some kind of Bray countdown going on here.
There is. Is there, yeah. There's always some kind of countdown with this man. I don't know where he's at. And fuck. I don't know. And I feel bad most for Bo Dallas because the poor guy.
We masked forever.
He's gonna be masked forever, guys. Poor Bo. He's a middle child, so I'm sure he's used to being shafted. He's a middle child, he got at least a couple moments. They weren't great, but a couple. I don't know where else to go with that. I mean, it's better than Bo Leave, I guess.
Yes, definitely.
But now he's just gonna be forever perpetually masked because something keeps happening to his brother. Anyway, so next week we'll have our mock draft, and who knows, maybe Uncle Howdy will appear again and we'll just be like, wow, he came back. Where's his brother? But until next week, bye.
Bye.